Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And every Friday at this time, we talk to Evan Abrams, sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. He joins us now. Evan, what's going on, man?
How you guys doing? Now, listen, in the NFL, it's never a quiet moment. You have a division matchup, and then all of a sudden, breaking news, right?
No question about it. So just from a, your opinion, a lot of the talk today has been about blaming Andy Reid, not blaming Andy Reid. Why would you run a quarterback sneak with a quarterback with a bum wheel already? Where are you on that decision, Evan?
I mean, I think it's a tough call either way. Listen, you're not going to blame Andy Reid when we're trying to win football games. Now, the scenario, maybe you would have second-guessed it based on the injury and based on a number of factors, but you also don't have a coach, you know, across the league, maybe Belichick, that has more experience than Reid. Reid's been through, you know, so many different games and scenarios and Super Bowls. You kind of got to lean on him, and he's done a great job in Kansas City. So I'm kind of with him. I mean, I think the decision, you might want to question because of the bum ankle, but I think you got to roll with Reid.
As a bettor, do you run away from uncertainty, right? We saw Matt Moore. He was solid, but it represents uncertainty with Mahomes out. Or do you run, when it comes to value and that kind of thing and these opportunities, do you run toward uncertainty? So with the Chiefs, are you hanging around them when it comes to looking for some value, or are you staying away because with Mahomes out the next few weeks?
I mean, I think you make your power rating, you make a number, and then you see where the market takes it, and you always look for opportunity. You know, basically, I think the thing that's going to affect Kansas City the most going forward is the fact that they're so reliant on him. They're so reliant on that style of offense.
Yep.
Their run defense, guys, is atrocious. So
yes.
this is going to put a lot of pressure on a lot of different pain points that maybe didn't feel that pressure with Mahomes back there. And, guys, Mahomes wasn't playing well anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he really, over the last few games, his yards per attempt were down 3 full yards, which is enormous. So, I mean, I think this really does take a toll on KC. Now, listen, when you talk about next week, that spread, I believe, flipped 6 points already. The look ahead was KC -3. Now it's KC +3. Mm-hmm. But Mahomes could be worth anywhere up to 9 points, depending on the matchup. It just really depends on who they're playing.
Yep.
You're seeing about 6 now, but I expect this to go north, especially if Rodgers takes care of business against Oakland.
All right, let's on to the games this week, Evan. Let's start here locally. The Chargers come to Nashville. The Titans obviously made a change at quarterback, going from Marcus Mariota to Ryan Tannehill, so his first start as a Titan. Titans are favored by 2.5. Any thoughts on this game at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting, a few different points. It's actually the lowest bet game in terms of tickets of any game on Sunday. I just think people are having a tough time trying to find an angle here or there when it comes to this one, especially with the move from Mariota to Tannehill. I mean, when you look back, I mean, this move has to be good only for a few reasons. Mariota is not consistent. And you're looking from someone, maybe a change in the offense, and it didn't really work in the second half last week, but like we talked about in the past, Mariota, second worst against the spread since he was drafted in 2015, and can't string the wins together. 9-20-1 against the spread after a win, worst in the NFL by far. So the thing that I look at when I'm looking at this matchup is, should Tennessee be favored by 2.5 after we just saw from the Chargers? Mm-hmm. I'm more interested in buying the Chargers off of a bad performance than trying to guess what I'm going to get out of Tennessee.
That makes a lot of sense. Makes a ton of sense. Massive game, obviously, in the NFC East with both teams, Cowboys and Eagles, both looking to get off the schneid. Dallas has lost 3 straight. Last I looked, Dallas is 2.5-point favorite. I think the over-number is 49. What should I do here, Evan?
Yeah, it's actually interesting when you look at the market. 68% of the tickets on Philly, 86% of the money on Philly. So, I mean, I think what you're really seeing here is a different Cowboys team the first 3 weeks and the last 3 weeks, and I think the public is taking this a little bit too extreme. I mean, when I'm looking at this one, the health of Dallas is really just the crutch of everything. It's what you have to look at. And today, the good news out of Dallas, Tyron Smith, Lyle Collins, Amari Cooper, Randall Cobb, Zach Martin, Byron Jones, all active in some capacity in today's practice. It's kind of all I really need to hear. Dallas has lost three straight, like you said, but also against the spread. And when you see that, it's usually an indication that there's bounce back. It's about 54% since 2003, 56% in the first 8 weeks, 60% against division teams. Usually Dallas, like you said, a bad first three. You know, so we're going to see where it goes. But I think Dallas offers a little bit of value here.
Obviously, we're probably going to see Jalen Ramsey make his debut for his new team with the Rams in Atlanta. Atlanta has been one of the disappointments of the NFL season. There's no doubt about it. 2.5-point home dogs to the Rams. What do you think?
Man, this is a tough matchup, but the thing I'm going to look at is Atlanta's secondary. It is just absolutely atrocious. And this is the one, if you're looking for Jared Goff to, you know, maybe come back after some bad performances, this is it. 31st in pass defense in DVOA, and their receivers should absolutely have a field day. It's what you should probably be looking at in props and in DFS as well. Cooper Kupp should absolutely do the job this weekend. So, to me, that's probably where I'm going to look at in terms of value in that game. I know a lot of smart people are playing Atlanta. Right now, you've got 75% of the tickets on the Rams. So a lot of people just assuming LA is okay, especially with Ramsey, it's going to push those tickets higher. Some smart people like Atlanta. But to me, it's a tough one. With that secondary and what Goff has the ability to do and we've seen him do, it's a tough call for me there.
Obviously, because it is, you know, certainly at least one really bad defense in Atlanta. It's the highest point total of the weekend with 54.5. Are you taking the over there?
And the funny thing is, 69% of tickets on the over, only 58% of the money. I think there's more of an advantage on the under and waiting it out, assuming maybe that gets to 55. It opened at 52.5, so we've already seen a 2-point escalator. To me, I think the under ends up being a call. Everyone knows how bad both defenses are, especially recently. People will know that Ramsey's dead, but I think it's going to push the total a little bit too high.
You know, you look at the records here and you think maybe not. You could probably talk yourself into maybe not, but I got to ask, is there any reason to believe that the Jets and Darnold can keep it close on Monday night against the Pats? I think the line is 10.
Yeah, I mean, when you look from a New England defense standpoint, and that's really the difference here, Dallas's defense versus New England's defense. I mean, it's a completely and utterly different game. It's like playing college and pro. New England's defense has allowed 4 red zone trips in 6 games. I don't really think I need to say too much more than that, to be honest. When you look at the matchup, it's really tough. Teams have a really, really tough time winning as an underdog in the previous week and coming back and repeating the performance. Now, Oakland just did it. Oakland's won as like 6-point dogs in consecutive weeks and now have this Green Bay matchup, which is interesting. But from a Jet point of view, it's a tough bounce back, especially having, you know, with the time to prepare for New England.
Are you touching that Raiders-Packers game, Evan?
I actually am. I mean, the thing that's really interesting with me with that one is Oakland's getting all the love here. 55% of the tickets, 61% of the money, and very rarely is Rodgers in that minority ticket spot at home in Lambeau. Usually it's, you know, bettors lining up. But to me, I've got worries. Devontae Adams, Geronimo Allison, Valdez Scantling, all really, really hurt. I know people, I think Adams out, Allison Scantling is questionable, doubtful.
Yeah.
And then you look at Josh Jacobs. He should actually be able to run through that Green Bay rush defense has been really, really bad. To me, it's 5.5 for a reason. I think you look at the line as a story here, right? If it was normal Green Bay, you'd get the touchdown. But I think they're a little scared of what Oakland can put together here.
And then the biggest line of the weekend is our old reliable winless Miami Dolphins. -17. Buffalo is -17 at home. That's a big number for an offense. I mean, I know their defense is really stout, and they could certainly score some points on special teams and defense, but that's a big number for an offense that's pretty inconsistent. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a big number also for a quarterback in Josh Allen, who sometimes doesn't look like he belongs. and sometimes just makes some really bad decisions. He takes way too long to throw. Listen, from Buffalo's point of view, it's the biggest spread they've had since 1992. This is uncharted territory for Buffalo. So this isn't, you know, they've been looking great. They're rolling. I'm a Ryan Fitzpatrick fan. I think what he brings to Miami is more yards downfield, more chances, more attempts. Now, as a 17-point dog, that is the way you cover. And to me, I think that's an interesting call here. He's got 12.0 yards average depth of target. He does throw it much farther than Rosen and could keep them in the game. It's not my favorite play. It's not something I'm going to look at. Miami's led for an average of 45 seconds a game this year, guys. I'm not thrilled in taking the 17, but I think it's the play you got to look at, and also the under. I think you got to look at the under. Mm-hmm. Buffalo's pass defense, insane. They're undefeated to the under this year, the only team. And McDermott's done a really, really good job with that defense.
All right, so what's the lock of the week for Evan Abrams? What do you feel? What's the game? What's the line? What's the point total you're feeling the best about this weekend?
Sure. I mean, I think the game I'm looking at, and I've mentioned it already before, I do like that. Listen, I'm back and forth here. I'll give you this one. I like Houston. So I bet it at +1.5. Both teams are coming off road victories against the Chiefs, which is actually interesting. But I think the value here is in Houston just because we've seen great things mm-hmm. out of Indy, but I'm not so confident that they can move the ball. I really, really like that Texans defense. They're good against the run, mm-hmm. number 6 in DVOA. But to me, I think it's an interesting play at 1.5, but I see the line moving that way. So I'm a Texans fan this weekend.
Hey, Evan, man, we appreciate the
time,
as always, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much, guys. A lot of fun.
Yep. He is Evan Abrams. Joins us every single Friday, sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge, download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. When you try to pin them down, man, you know, I'm trying to get like some, I mean, conviction here, man.
Some lock of the week stuff.
Yeah, man.
How you feeling about your Raiders?
Not well. I mean, but Devontae Adams is out, which helps.
I like that 17 points in that Dolphins game. I mean, I know you said it's a lot of points, but like my dad and I are in a pick'em league, and I listen to these reports so I can figure out who I'm picking. I think they'll clear that number. I mean, they suck. They are terrible.
They are.
Well, they're trying. They're trying to lose.
Yeah, of course.
But it's hard to win by more than two touchdowns in the NFL.
But you know what else is hard? Going 0-16.
Right.
And they're going to jump up and bite somebody at some point.
I wonder.
Man, because there's some pride on the line. I think they're looking at – I was looking at them because they're starting another a young Walton or another young running back or something. It's like they're – at some
Mark Walton, yeah.
Dude, at some point – and the Bills would be that team, right? The Bills would be the one. As bad as they are offensively in terms of scoring consistently, they'd be the ones. That, the defense keeping it, but a low-scoring game, you know, Dolphins sticking in it, I could see that. I'd take Dolphins in that 17 if I'm y'all, but I don't do that stuff.
I'm not touching it either way.
I mess with Dolphins in that 17.
But anyway, thanks to Evan Abrams for joining us on the show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.